Proverbs chapter 1 verses 1 through 7, these are God's words. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom. Justice, judgment, and equity. To give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning. And a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma. The words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. Is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and understanding. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Let's read that again. Proverbs 1, 1 through 7. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel to understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Amen, God's words. So in the first four verses, he gives us the purposes of this book. In verses 5 and 6, he gives us how to respond to this book, or to use this book. And in verse 7, he gives us the foundation of this book of wisdom. So the purpose of the book is to give wisdom to those who don't have it or can't have it in the best way possible. There are those who say you learn by your mistakes. Many problems with that. Yes, if you make a mistake, by all means, in God's mercy and providence, do you learn from it. But you don't have time in your life to make all the mistakes that you'd need to make to learn from. And, as we find out at the end of the passage, the mistakes, quote-unquote, are really living apart from the knowledge of God, trusting in God, belonging to God, fearing God, walking before His face according to His word. And so, they're not just mistakes. Foolish living is selfish living. Living that depends upon yourself. Living that is devoted to yourself. Living that delights in yourself. Instead of depending upon God and being devoted unto God. Delighting in God. And so, you mustn't live as a fool. Good news is, the Word of God, and particularly these words of God, that the Word of God can give you wisdom and instruction and understanding. It can tell you what is right and prudent and fair, justice, judgment, and equity. Even though you might be simple, that is, not able to think about all of the different things that are involved in this situation. You can gain prudence from God's word. Even a young man can have knowledge and discretion. And so God has given us his words to give us wisdom. And we know that it is Christ who by his spirit has given us these words. 1 Peter chapter 1 said it was the spirit of Christ who spoke in the Old Testament prophets. And 1 Corinthians tells us that Christ is for us the wisdom of God, and wisdom from God for us. And so he uses his word to give us wisdom that is beyond our experience. Now, that's the purpose of the book, verses 1 through 4. Verses 5 and 6 are how to use it. A wise man will hear and increase learning. A man of understanding will attain wise counsel. So, we need to listen to what the book says in order to put it into practice. We need to listen in a way that submits to the book There are those who listen to the Bible to see if they agree with it. Or there are those who listen to the Bible for things that agree with them so that they can feel superior to others. There are those who listen to the Bible for things that seem curious or interesting to them. But we must pay attention to what the Bible wants us to hear. This is one reason why it's important to develop skill at reading the different types of literature in the Bible. This is poetry, mostly, in Proverbs, for instance. And seeing the markers in the text, the way things are phrased or words that are repeated, the relationships from one line to the next and so forth, so that the Bible will control how we learn. But we need to come as students, not assuming that we are wise, but assuming that we need instruction, glad to receive it, not just learning, first half of verse 5, but to put it into practice, second half of verse 5. Attaining wise counsel by the Bible and by Proverbs, in specific in this passage, God becomes your counselor. He becomes your guide and your coach throughout your life. And finally, in verse 7, the foundation of the book, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. Here is the ever-blessed God who has given himself to be known by us, so that we may know him and marvel at him, have fellowship with him, delight in him. And there is a sort of living that comes with doing all of these things. And this book tells us what that sort of living looks like. And so that you may have the joy, the confidence, the blessedness, the effectiveness, the fruitfulness of a life that is lived in fellowship with God, a life that is a walking with God. This book gives you that wisdom that has as its foundation the fear of Yahweh. So let us watch out that we not despise wisdom and instruction, and be a fool who says in his heart, there is no God. If there is a God, we need wisdom and instruction. So that we will walk by the fear of God, walk with him. But if we say in our heart, there is no God, then we don't need any instruction because we would become our own God, wouldn't we? We can instruct ourselves. God forgive us, God have mercy on us and deliver us from such pride as that. It's a very important thing in life to be instructable. And it will help you if you learn to be instructable with men, humble before men. I always assume that there's something you can learn. But it's infinitely more important that you be humble before God as you handle his word. The Lord grant that we would do so. Let's ask him for that. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you would help us to receive your instruction. Thank you that you have given us your word for that wisdom that we would not be able to get in another way, so that we will not waste life or be wicked in life by acting as fools who despise wisdom and instruction, or who say in our heart that there is no God. Don't let us do that. Don't let that come from us or happen to us. We know that apart from Christ, that is what we would do, and that is what we are. But we are not apart from Christ, because you, O God, have been merciful. You have loved us and given your Son for us and to us, and given your Spirit to us to apply Christ to us. So help us by your Spirit to fear you and to walk with you in our life. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.